The county's next top prosecutor will either be Republican Tilden Schaefer or Democrat Joe Gonzalez. Current DA Nico LaHood lost to Gonzalez in the primary. One area where they hold opposing viewpoints is San Antonio's cite and release policy, which lets officers ticket county residents caught with small amounts of marijuana rather than arresting them. Gonzalez says he's in favor of the policy because it gives people a second chance.
Part of my whole progressive philosophy about restorative justice is to give people an opportunity to avoid convictions, avoid being straddled with having convictions on their record.
Schaefer says he would allow officers to use their discretion when it comes to cite and release, but he's not going to endorse it.
I just don't think that a DA needs to stand up and say, it's okay to break the law. We're just going to give you a slap on the wrist up front. I just think there has to be some consequences up front. People have to learn that there are consequences for their actions.
The candidates also have different stances on the death penalty. Schaefer says it's necessary when, quote, you see pure evil.
It's a tool that the DA must use in the appropriate case, period. This is something that I'm very familiar with because I tried to these cases of prosecutor, and we did obtain death in both of those cases.
Gonzalez says he's more likely to ask for life without parole.
We have to believe that that person is a continuing threat to society, and that's why I've continued to say that my position is, while it's something that I reserve the right to use, for me, the death penalty is a case of last resort.
Both candidates are defense attorneys who previously worked as prosecutors in the DA's office. Gonzalez says his focus will be on prosecuting violent crimes such as child sex abuse, while Schaefer says he plans to bring more attention to both white-collar crimes and family violence such as domestic abuse. The candidate spoke at a forum Thursday on The Source. Camille Phillips, Texas Public Radio News.